I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. President of the All India Christian Council, Joseph D'Souza, says the Christmas-related violence in Orissa, India has stopped, but now nationalist Hindus are angry. They've started a hate literature campaign against Christians. D'Souza says ministry in Orissa has slowed down a bit.
Any evangelism or evangelistic activity will be attacked. However, the witness of the people in that area has not died down. We have incredible number of stories of people who have been willing to die rather than recant or go away from their faith.
Next, the New Testament translation for Brazil's Tembe people is finally nearing an end. WordWinds International's Jared Allen says there are a few finishing touches yet before it goes to print in the middle of next year. However, he says the timing is just right, noting eager hands will receive this project.
In November, they took the Gospel of Luke in their hands, took it among the Tembe people, had a dedication ceremony, and presented it to them. And at that dedication ceremony of the Gospel of Luke, 18 people among the Tembe accepted Christ. And so they have an emerging church right now among the Tembe, and they're anxiously awaiting the complete New Testament.
And flooding has cut off entire communities in Mozambique from the rest of the country. World Vision reports flooding in the central and southern parts of the country has now displaced 76,000 people. World Vision is helping to evacuate stranded communities. 8 people have died. World Vision has so far helped 5,000 people with shelter and food. It's being done to show the love of Christ. Malaria and cholera are concerns. Pray that World Vision will be able to combat these threats. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.